The U.S. State Department has issued a new directive to consular offices, instructing them to significantly expand their screening processes for student visa applicants, including mandatory social media investigations. The updated process aims to exclude individuals deemed to support terrorism or other national security threats. This directive, shared with consular officers, has raised concerns about broader implications for academic freedom and individual privacy. It follows several high-profile visa revocations and arrests linked to pro-Palestinian activism on university campuses. The new guidance specifies that evidence of support for terrorism, whether through direct advocacy, financial contributions, or other forms of endorsement for terrorist activities or organizations, may result in a visa denial. The directive particularly targets student visa categories such as F, M, and J visas, which are issued to individuals studying in the United States. The U.S. consular officers are now instructed to conduct mandatory social media reviews of all applicants, probing their online activities for signs of affiliation with or support for terrorist organizations. Officers are further mandated to preserve digital records, such as screenshots of potentially derogatory content, for use in future visa adjudications. Even if the posts are later deleted or altered, these digital records must remain part of the applicant's case file. Evidence that an applicant advocates for terrorist activity or demonstrates public approval for such activity or a terrorist organization may indicate visa ineligibility, the memo reads. The directive also highlights that the process will apply to students already in the U.S. should they seek to renew their visas, including those who were in the country prior to the new procedures being implemented. The guidance has been widely interpreted as targeting individuals connected to recent campus protests, particularly those speaking out for Palestine, which has sparked intense debates and actions across U.S. universities. As part of the directive, the government has emphasized the potential threat posed by these students' activities, including perceived hostile attitudes toward U.S. citizens, government institutions, and core national values. In recent weeks, the government has revoked visas for dozens of students allegedly linked to Hamas, an organization that the U.S. classifies as a foreign terrorist entity. The new policy escalates this trend, further scrutinizing students who may have attended protests or expressed critical views of U.S. foreign policy, especially regarding Israel and Palestine.